Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 90, the stanzas 1, 5, and 6. The Lord I will at all times bless, my mouth his praises shall express. In him shall all my boasting be, while all the meek rejoice with me. And what follows? Psalter 90, the stanzas 1, 5, and 6. The portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 24, the verses 56 through 67. and afterwards from the Confession of Faith, Article Number 9. Genesis 24, beginning with verse 56. And he said unto them, Hinder me not, seeing the Lord hath prospered my way, send me away, that I may go to my master. And they said, We will call the damsel and inquire at her mouth. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, Wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. And they sent away Rebekah, their sister, and her nurse, and Abram's servant, and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said unto her, Thou art our sister, be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them. And Rebekah arose and her damsels, and they rode upon the camels and followed the man. And the servant took Rebekah and went his way. And Isaac came from the way of the well Laharoi, for he dwelt in the south country. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the eventide, and he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel. For she had said unto the servant, what man is this that walketh in the field to meet us? And the servant had said, It is my master. Therefore she took a veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all things that he had done. And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent, and took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her, and Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. From the Confession of Faith, Article 9, the proof of the foregoing article of the Trinity of Persons in one God. All this we know as well from the testimonies of Holy Writ as from their operations, and chiefly by those we feel in ourselves. The testimonies of the Holy Scriptures that teach us to believe this Holy Trinity are written in many places of the Old Testament, which are not so necessary to enumerate as to choose them out with discretion and judgment. In Genesis 1, the verses 26 and 27, God saith, Let us make man in our image after our likeness. So God created man in his own image, male and female created he them. In Genesis 3, verse 22, Behold, the man is become as one of us. From this saying, Let us make man in our image, it appears that there are more persons than one in the Godhead. And when he saith God created, he signifies the unity. It is true, he doth not say how many persons there are, but that which appears to us somewhat obscure in the Old Testament is very plain in the New. For when our Lord was baptized in Jordan, the voice of the Father was heard saying, this is my beloved Son. The Son was seen in the water, and the Holy Ghost appeared in the shape of a dove. This form is also instituted by Christ in the baptism of all believers. Baptize all nations in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In the Gospel of Luke, the angel Gabriel thus addressed Mary, the mother of our Lord. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Likewise, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you. And there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. In all which places we are fully taught that there are three persons and one only divine essence. And although this doctrine far surpasses all human understanding, and nevertheless we now believe it by means of the Word of God, but expect hereafter to enjoy the perfect knowledge and benefit thereof in heaven. Moreover, we must observe the particular offices and operations of these three persons toward us. The Father is called our Creator by His power. The Son is our Savior and Redeemer by His blood. The Holy Ghost is our Sanctifier by His dwelling in our hearts. This doctrine of the Holy Trinity hath always been defended and maintained by the true Church since the times of the apostles to this very day, against the Jews, Mohammedans, and some false Christians and heretics, as Marcion, Manes, Praxeas, Sabellius, Semasthenes, Arius, and such like, who have been justly condemned by the Orthodox Fathers. Therefore, in this point, do we willingly receive the three creeds, namely, that of the Apostles, of Nicaea, of Athanasius, likewise, that which, conformable thereunto, is agreed upon by the ancient fathers. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then it is pleased thee by renewal in thy great mercy on this Lord's day, that we may place ourselves under the means of grace, different circumstances, as some have come up to thy house, the greatest part in their dwellings, and may that truly be our burden, and may it be our sin, our guilt, and may we be given to cry unto thee, that soon it may become different. And then it is the Lord's day, after we have commemorated by renewal the glorious ascension of thy dear Son into heaven, and before the day of Pentecost. And then we read of that church that they were gathered together in one accord with prayer and supplication, earnestly beseeching thee, waiting for the great outpouring of thy Spirit. Oh, Lord, may we and our children, may we be given to resemble that early church, even if it may be in a small way. Oh, also for that early church, that was a church that could not pray, that could not beg, that could not bind the need upon their hearts, but so dependent upon thee for everything, and it displeased thee to grant them the spirit of prayer and of supplication, and given to wait for the time of that rich outpouring. Ah, Lord, that is what we and our children stand so sorely in need of in these solemn times. And thou art a wonder-doing God to that end. Well, thou grant the exercises, the prayers, the burdens to that end, the opening at thy throne of grace, a little expectation, a little hope for thy wonderful works, and that is upon thy children by renewal and by the first time for the unconverted. Oh, on that wonderful day, then 3,000 were converted by thee unto thee. Lord, wilt thou also do it in this hour? Oh, grant thy Holy Spirit. Without thy Spirit, it shall all be cold, shall be silent, it shall be still, it shall be so fruitless. But all, when thou cometh over, thou wast promised, I will pour out my Spirit upon thy offspring and thy blessing upon thy seed. Lord, may thy word go forth with power divine for the conversion of sinners, our boys and girls, our young people, the middle-aged and the elderly. Be a surprising God and grant the further leadings in the life of thy people. Lord, remember thy church all over the earth, and thou shalt remember thy church, because the King sitteth at thy right hand, and unto him is given all power in heaven and upon earth. And he has promised, lo, I am always with thee, even unto the end of the earth. Remember the established churches. Remember our theological school, the instructors, the students, and a special way him who may speak an edifying word. Wilt thou uphold the persecuted church? Remember the Jewish nation and the Jewish people, also with the warfare, the enmity against them. Oh, in their warfare, may thou use it, that there may be those that may be given to understand and experience in the way of experience that the true Messiah has come and that he is King. Remember all mission work. Remember our mission field. Remember thy servants, the team. Wilt thou provide for an administrator and also a church worker. Lord, we remember the father and mother whom thou wast blessed with the birth of a little child by renewal in their married life. Ah, grant them humble and broken hearts, a prayer that it may be a little son born to be born again. Awelt, I remember the grandparents. Awelt, I remember all the mothers with the unborn. Lord, remember all the sick and afflicted, all those that are affected with the virus. Awelt, O grand healing. Awelt, O grand strengthening. Awelt, O grand sanctifying, that it may be for a purpose, in a special way, the old widow in the hospital. Ah, Lord, then we commend her unto thee for body and for soul. May she be given to cry unto thee, that thou may be mindful of her. Wilt thou remember all under the physician's care. We commend unto thee all the mourning ones and all our elderly ones. And now, Lord, we humbly ask of thee that thou may richly dwell in our midst. Wilt thou grant thy Holy Spirit in speaking and in listening. Thou knowest how dependent we are upon thee. May we then be thy mouthpiece. Wilt thou grant a holy attention. Wilt thou grant an undisturbed hour in thy house in this afternoon hour, with a deep and an abiding impression that our sins, they are great, they are manifold, and also that we are so unthankful for all the bounties that we may receive from heaven. Also in the realm of nature, grant a heart to acknowledge thee for the rain which thou hast given. May it please thee to grant the spiritual rain of thy Holy Spirit in this afternoon. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 150, the four stanzas. O God, give thou ear to my plea, and hide not thyself from my cry. O hearken and answer thou me, as restless and weary I sigh. And what follows, 150, the four stanzas. in this afternoon hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture, Genesis 24, the verses 59 through 67, and we shall read the verses 64 through 67. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, as she lighted off the camel, for she had said unto the servant, "What man is this that walketh in the field to meet us?" And the servant had said, "It is my master." Therefore she took a veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all things that he had done. And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent and took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her, and Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. Our text words speak of Eliezer returning with Rebekah to Isaac's tent. With four thoughts in the first place, a precious benediction. In the second place, a long journey. In the third place, a meditating Isaac. And in the fourth place, a blessed union. Eliezer returning with Rebekah to Isaac's tent. A precious benediction, a long journey, a meditating Isaac, and a blessed union. Thus first, a precious benediction. A beloved congregation, we have already heard much out of this chapter. A practical instruction for marriage, but also a beautiful type of the ingathering of the church. And then we have heard last time that the family of Rebekah, they had a desire that Rebekah would remain a little while amongst them. A great blessing when there is natural love. And so also on the day of marriage, a joyful day, but then the thoughts can also multiply when there is a final leaving of the parental home, and even more so when a great distance shall separate from loved ones. And when they have called Rebekah, and a very straight question, "Wilt thou go with this man?" Then Rebekah did not say, "I need a few days to think about it, to consider it," but then immediately she has said, "I will go." And why was that? Then Rebekah has experienced much. Then at the well, she has seen one bow his knees and worship the Lord. Then Rebekah, then she has received precious gifts. Then Rebekah was given to listen to the sermon of Eliezer. We have heard it of the riches of Abram, and that he had a son, and that all would be given to the son, but also how that an Eliezer, that he has come with a special mission, that he has laid it before the Lord, and the Lord has wonderfully answered his prayer, and that her name was Rebecca. And then we have heard it, that she has received more gifts yet. Thus a heart full of love, willing to leave her country, her family, as we read in Psalm 45, verse 10, hearken, O daughter, and consider, and incline thine ear, forget also thine own people and thy father's house. And how is it now with us and our children? Because the Lord, he also calls unto us, that we must leave the city of destruction, that we must set our ways Zionward, and that we must follow hard after the Lord. And how is that now, congregation? Also, each time when we come up to God's house, then the Lord calls, then it may be proclaimed that there is a very rich bridegroom that can save to the uttermost. We have stated a few times that our historical Rebecca is only a faint type, because Rebecca was not lost. She was not lying under wrath. She did not have a heavenly high debt, but we and our children do. And then the Lord calls, and each time he calls, then the Lord is waiting for an answer, not only with her mouth, but also with our life. Because the Lord has a people upon the earth that is given to make that good choice. It is true, they have so much to learn concerning that great bridegroom. Nevertheless, a beautiful type of the precious things of the Lord. And then Eliezer has been prosperous. We may be on the Lord's Day between that we have commemorated and remembered the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ and the waiting out for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Oh, then we read in the scriptures in Acts 1, the verses 13 and 14, that there was a church, the disciples, the women that ministered unto him, Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brethren, that they were in one place, in one accord, with prayer and supplication, that greater Eliezer would come down with his might, with his power, and with his love, and that for the welfare of his church, but also for the ingathering of his church. And now we read that Rebecca in verse 61 or in verse 59, and they sent away Rebecca, their sister. Thus, it was not an intention. There can be many intentions and promises. I hope we have all made it, that there have been times in our life that we realized that we cannot continue to live as we are, maybe under a serious sermon, providential calling, that we have promised to the Lord that we would now forsake the world, that we would follow hard after him. But an intention, a promise is not enough. Jonathan Edwards and also Martin Luther has stated that the way to hell is paved with good intentions. It must be as it has happened with Rebecca, and that was on account of that love as she has received for Isaac. And they send away Rebekah, their sister, and her nurse. That was Deborah, as we read in Genesis 35, to help her in her household duties, and Abram's servant and his men. And then they send her away with a special blessing, with a special benediction. Oh, what was the desire of the family of Rebekah, that the Lord would richly bless her also in their family life. And to that end we read, and they blessed Rebekah and said unto her, thou art our sister, O Rebekah. You were leaving us. You were traveling to a far country. You are becoming part of that tribe, laboring for the welfare of that tribe. You were leaving us behind, but thou art still our sister. And to that end, the vehement desire that you may be blessed. And then they have said, oh, they have heard much, that family, of the family of Abram and of Isaac, perhaps of the promises that the Lord has given to Abram, and in that respect also in the way of prophecy, that they have said, thou art our sister, be thou a career woman, does that say, congregation? A career woman? No, that we do not read. We read in Titus 2, the verses 4 and 5, that the older women may teach the younger women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be chaste, discreet keepers at home, loving their husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. How different it would be in our country if mothers were at home with their children, teaching them out of the holy word of God. And to that end, it was their desire, even in the way of prayer, be thou the mother of thousands of millions. Thousands of millions, that is a billion. Thus they had a great desire for the blessing of Rebekah and her husband Isaac, that their marriage may be greatly blessed. In that benediction, there also lies declared the desire for the promised Messiah, because as the Lord not promised unto Abram that his seed would be as the stars of heaven, as he has seen in Genesis 15, and also as the sand upon the seashore, then it was the desire of the family of Rebekah that it would be fulfilled in a special way, and let thy seed possess the gates of those which hate them. That warfare has begun in Genesis 3. We read thereof in Genesis 3, verse 15, but now it was the desire of the family of Rebekah that their seed to many generations, that it may be for the upbuilding of the church, and that the kingdom of Satan would be broken down. What that must have been for Rebekah when she was ready to say farewell to her family, to travel a great distance to meet her husband. How Rebekah must have been humbled, how the tears must have flowed. And now concerning our marriages, do we find something similar? is very well possible, young people, when you were married, and older ones, that we do not listen so well concerning the riches that our forefathers have placed in the form. And then when we read the benediction for Rebecca, of course, it had a special meaning also concerning the coming of the Messiah. But when we read our form, is it then less rich? And the form begins, oh, for Rebecca, it was not so easy to leave her family. Family ties would be severed. And then the marriage form begins, whereas married persons are generally, by reason of sin, subject to many troubles and afflictions, to the end that you and you who desire to have your marriage bond publicly confirmed here in the name of God before this church may also be assured in your hearts of the certain assistance of God in your afflictions. Hear therefore from the word of God how honorable the marriage state is, and that it is an institution of God which is pleasing to him. And then when we listen to the prayer, then what a special prayer and desire and benediction is expressed for a young married couple. Because then we read, wilt thou also bless them as thou wast blessed the believing fathers, thy friends, and faithful servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, as co-heirs of the covenant, which thou hast established with these fathers, may bring up their children, which thou wilt be pleased to give them, in the fear of the Lord, to the honor of thy holy name, to the edification of thy church, and to the extension of the holy gospel. Is that not a rich prayer and not a rich benediction that is expressed when a young couple may be united in holy matrimony in God's house? Thus, perhaps next time we can listen a little better. Also concerning that prayer, it is true, we repeat it with that desire and benediction for Rebecca, then it pointed to the coming of the Messiah, but in our form, it points to the extension of his kingdom. And then at the end, the Lord our God replenish you with his grace and grant that ye may long live together in all godliness and holiness. Our second thought, a long journey. Rebecca has made that precious choice with her whole heart, with a willing heart, and with a cheerful heart. But now in between Haran and the place where Isaac dwelt, there was a great distance, approximately 400 miles, approximately 500 miles at the least. Thus then for a moment, then we must consider that journey, that there was a certain time between when Rebecca has made that good choice and when she would come into the tent with Isaac. And then we read, and Rebecca arose and her damsels, thus Rebecca has received not only a nurse, but also some girls to go along with her that may be helpers in the household. And then they have placed also Rebekah upon one of the camels, of which he was given to drink. And now concerning camels, sometime they are called the ships of the desert, that they do not ride so easy, and because of a swaying motion, then some people even become sick. And now for Rebekah, what a long journey that must have been. What a questions must have risen in her heart. And what else? Because the devil, he has heard the mother promise, aware of the special promises, it is true. There is much about Satan and about his workings that are very mysterious that we cannot fathom. But that Satan, that he was aware of the promises that had been given to Abram, and that the promise was for Isaac, and that out of Isaac the King of Kings would be born, who would come in the fullness of time, that the Satan would be defeated. Thus then we can understand, congregation, that also concerning that journey of a Rebekah, that long distance, oh, how a Satan must have come with as many questions and with as many impossibilities. What a long journey it must have been. We have told you that they tell us that camels, they travel about 25 miles a day. Thus, boys and girls, then when you divide it into 500, then how many days do you have? And then, of course, we also have the Sabbath days, when they would be given to rest. Oh, then a Rebekah with Eliezer, with those servants on the camels, then day after day they have traveled, and how her thoughts must have multiplied, because in those days, then people did not travel so much. Even possible that a Rebekah has not went so much further than the well outside of the city. And now, on account of Eliezer coming, and that she has stated, I will go. Oh, then undoubtedly, on account of that love, even with the cost involved, that she did not consider it so much. Is it so now? Not with the people of God, when they are given to make that good choice, and when they read in the scriptures that the portion of God's people, that it shall be many afflictions, that eighth beatitude that we read in Matthew 5. Oh, then on account of that love, and that they are given to see the blessed portion of the people of God, then they are willing to go. Oh, for Rebekah, then there must have been those times when it has become night, that she has said with the psalmist out of Psalm 8, oh, and I consider the heavens the work of thy fingers, the work of God which thou hast ordained. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou art mindful of him? Then it cannot be different that there were times when a Rebekah has rode on her camel. Then even, boys and girls, you can picture it in your mind, that she has looked at those jewels, which she has received from Eliezer, learned that they have come from Isaac, that she was given to rejoice with her jewels, and that those jewels, that they have strengthened their hope and her faith, that at the end it would be well. But then we have said, oh, for Rebecca, day after day, where it seemed that that journey would never come to an end. And then it is true, if we look on the map from Haran to the land of Canaan, it mostly lies in the Fertile Crescent. That means an area where there is vegetation. But then on a map, it also shows a little piece where it seems to be more desert. Oh, do we not read of the church in Hosea 2, verse 14, therefore, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak comfortably unto her. Oh, then undoubtedly, then it was in the life of Rebecca that there were days that there were so many questions. Then perhaps there were days that she has taken the jewel of her forehead off and those bracelets where it seemed that they mocked with her, that she was afraid that she would never come to the end of the journey. But congregation, let us remember that we do not read that she is discarded of them. Oh, are there souls that understand it with that long journey through the wilderness to that greater Isaac? What a questions, what a doubts, and what a trials there can be. And then when they are given to ponder and to reflect, all those gifts which they have received from the Lord, at least believed that they believed that they have come from the Lord. But now on that wilderness journey, on that long way, on that camel, day after day, that there can even be times that there were doubts and that she has hidden those jewels. Oh, do we not read the exhortation to the church of God in Zechariah 4 verse 10, not to despise the day of small things. Oh, not to despise the precious gifts that the Lord has given. But of course, for Rebecca, then she has learned more and more that those jewels and those gifts, that they were not Isaac himself. How many a times we can picture a Rebecca riding on her camel with folded hands, that she has sent many a prayer to the living God, that her way may be prosperous, and that there would come a time that she would indeed see Isaac. Oh, and now concerning that long journey, then the duty of Eliezer and the duty of those servants, oh, of an Eliezer, is the Holy Spirit not called in John 14, 15, and 16, three times the Comforter? Oh, when an Eliezer was given to look at Rebecca out of the corner of her eye, and when an Eliezer, when he was given to see the tears flow, that she was downcast, that she was sad, that she has become so quiet, that she did not speak no more. Oh, maybe, oh, it cannot be different, that there were times that a Rebecca at night, when they have rested, that a Rebecca has said, oh, Eliezer, you have told me once, you have told me different times, but can you tell it once more how you have been sent, how you have come to the well, how that the Lord has answered the prayer, oh, Eliezer, is there now something that you have not told me yet because I desire to hear it again, and I desire to hear more. Oh, that gave Eliezer what a beautiful opportunity to speak of the wonderful ways of the Lord, but more so, that a Rebecca cannot be different, that she has asked many questions concerning Isaac. Oh, it is true. It can go through the depths, can go through deep, so deep, that on that journey from that Haran to the promised land, that the thought can even arise whether there was even one that was called Isaac. Is there people that understand it, that have to struggle even with atheistic thoughts, that they become the fool? Oh, it is true. When that Eliezer, when he may be given to lay it out, then it becomes their guilt, that awful unbelief. Oh, an Eliezer, a beautiful type of the Holy Spirit, that he was given to declare Isaac who he was. With his riches we read of an Eliezer and his servants. Ah, those servants, when they were given to see that there were times that Rebecca was not so cheerful, that she was downcast, that she was looking so soberly. Ah, then those servants, then undoubtedly a beautiful type of the servants of the Most High, with those Rebeccas through that wilderness journey, all a long distance with their questions and with their doubts, that those servants, they have said, Rebecca, oh, now listen to us, and then we shall tell you a little more about Isaac, who he is. And they had much to tell, oh, concerning his youth, concerning Mount Moriah, not written in the Bible, how far it has been spread by an Abram. But what does that compare to the servants whom the Lord calls into his vineyard? Oh, it is true, those servants, they had much to tell. But the servants concerning the greater Isaac, oh, according to the scriptures, then they may declare that greater Isaac in his necessity, oh, in his preciousness, then those servants, they may broaden it out. Ah, for the church, not to be too dismayed, not to be too discouraged, because that Isaac, that he is such a rich Isaac, oh, concerning his kingship, that he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Oh, that he is that prophet that declares the heart of those Rebeccas. But now those servants, to point to his priestly office, oh, those servants, they only had one name to speak about. That was Isaac. His name means laughter. They had much to tell concerning his wonderful birth, his youth, his weaning, and so on. But what does that compare to the greater Isaac, the beloved son of the Father? Oh, what a precious names that he has for those Rebeccas. His name shall be called Jesus, because he shall save his people from their sins. His name is Christ, anointed to that threefold office, that prophet, the high priest, and the eternal king, unto whom all might, oh, and Isaac, in that southern part of the land of Canaan, he did not have a knowledge of where Rebekah is, but that greater Isaac, unto him are known all things. And he has said, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Oh, that name Emmanuel, God with us. He is the good shepherd. Oh, that greater Isaac. He is such a suitable bride. We have said it. Rebecca did not have a debt, but those true Rebeccas, those spiritual Rebeccas, they learned that they are so black, and they have such a heavenly high debt. But those servants may declare that that greater Isaac, that he has come, that he has suffered, that he has died, oh, on Mount Moriah, that there has come no angel, and that has said, lay thy hand not upon the lad, but awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man that is my fellow. Ah, then those servants, concerning the natures, concerning the offices, concerning the states, and concerning the benefits of the greater Isaac. Ah, then surely there were times on that long journey, as with those travelers to Emmaus, when those servants, when Eliezer, when they have declared who Isaac was, oh, all the riches that he possessed, and that he was looking for a bride, that there must have been times that her heart started to burn. Oh, how difficult it must have been to wait, that it was even as I read in the Song of Solomon, stir up not my love till he please, that it was too unbearable. Oh, a long journey for Rebecca. But Rebecca would come to the end of that journey. It was all decreed, ordered by the Lord. Oh, what they have all experienced is not all written in the scriptures, but those spiritual Rebeccas, they can tell you what a strife, what a questions. But when Eliezer, when they may be encouraged, when they may hear the way of the Lord declared, when they may hear that greater Isaac, that he may be extolled in his preciousness and his beauty, that he is white and ruddy, and the chiefest among 10,000. Ah, then for Rebecca, there could have been those times that it seemed that she was already lying in the arms of Isaac, and nevertheless, it was a long journey. But we read in our chapter that she has come to the land of Canaan. Oh, another trial, because it is specifically mentioned what that must have been for Rebecca when Eliezer said, oh, Rebecca, we have come to the border of the land of Canaan. That is the land that the Lord has promised to Abram and to Isaac, that they shall become possessors of the same. It is a land flowing with milk and honey. Ah, then for Rebecca, how her heart must have jumped up within her with a holy gladness that she was approaching the tent of Isaac. But then she has come to the realization that in Isaac, that he has dwelt in the south of the land, and the land of Canaan is a land of valleys and of hills, all perhaps on a height, that in Eliezer may say, Rebecca, there in the plains, there Isaac lives, but that she has come to the valley. Our third thought, a meditating Isaac. Let us first sing. 297. Let us only sing 2 and 3. They wandered in the wilderness by want and hunger pressed. In trouble then they cried to God, He saved their souls distressed. And what follows? 297, only 2 and 3. Eliezer returning with Rebekah to Isaac's tent. A precious benediction, a long journey, and now thirdly, a meditating Isaac. Concerning Isaac, we read much less of the life of Isaac than of either Abram or of Jacob. Concerning Isaac, then we read special things concerning his younger life. We do not read so much of his middle life. And then at the end, then by renewal, then we read something very remarkable, that he was given to agree with the Lord. And now for an Isaac, oh, what an instruction, practical instruction, that we read in this chapter, because it is a chapter where we read of much prayer. We have heard of prayer at the beginning. we have heard at prayer at the well, and now for an Isaac and also for an Abram, of what it must have been when an Eliezer is left with his camels on that long journey, and to find a wife for Isaac, a wife whom he has never seen. And then it cannot be different. It is declared in our text words that Isaac was a praying man. How often he must have bowed his knees, and not only in the eventide, but also during the day, with the mission of Eliezer, that it would prosper in the hand of the Lord, and that he may find a wife, and that he would also in due time, that he would be given to love that wife, because love is not something we can make, and not something that we can give to one another, but that is a gift of the Lord. Thus in Isaac, in our chapter, then we find him still praying. He has not ceased, because when we consider a journey both ways, maybe nearly a few months or a good part thereof, then we do not read at the beginning, but that at the end, that an Isaac was still meditating, and that word in our notes, it says that means to pray. Thus, after so many days, after so many weeks, then an Isaac was still given to pray, that it would all prosper in the hand of the Lord, that the mission of Eliezer would be successful. When we think of this Lord's Day, many times called the Orphan Sunday, because in John 14, verse 18, Christ has said to his disciples, I will not leave thee comfortless. Then that word comfortless, as it is in the marginal notes, and in our Dutch Bible, then it means, I will not leave thee an orphan. Where Christ has ascended to his Father, and it was before the pouring out of the Holy Spirit, and then we read of that church, that they were together in one accord with prayer and supplication for the fulfillment of that promise, that the Holy Spirit would be poured out. And may it please the God of all grace to grant those exercises unto us and our children, because it is the common way that the Lord holds with his people and with his church when he has decreed to grant them a special blessing, that he sends them a praying, that he binds the burden upon their hearts, that he grants that perseverance, oh, that church, they have learned that they could not pray of themselves, as we read in Romans 8, verse 26, about that early church. They have experienced that they had a praying high priest at the right hand of the Father, and that Holy Spirit praying within them. And now we read, and Isaac came from the way of the well Lehi Royai. That is the well where Hagar has met the Lord in Genesis 16, for he dwelt in the south country. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the eventime. What a privilege, this necessary congregation, that we have our quiet times. And oh, it is true, it all has to be given. Because otherwise, with our quiet times, our mind can go all over the earth and not a thought concerning the Lord and of that one thing needful. But now when Isaac, after so many days, after so many weeks, still exercised with the mission of Eliezer, that it may prosper in the Lord's hand, and that Eliezer may return with the bride. And then we read, and he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. What that was for an Isaac when in the distance, that he saw the camels coming, all for a waiting church. They can be so long in coming. The mother of Caesarea in Judges 8 has said, why, where are those chariot wheels? Then we read concerning why is his chariot so long in coming? Are there still waiting Isaacs in my midst? A matter bound upon the heart, perhaps much opening at the throne of grace, perhaps a prayer, and then for a waiting church, and what lessons are learned in that time of waiting, concerning our human heart, but also concerning whom the Lord was. Then it is implied in this chapter that in Isaac he has went out to the field to meditate oftentimes, that how often he has looked in the distance, maybe saw a little dust, a little hope, but yet no camels. But now there came an evening, the Lord has prospered the way of Eliezer, and that there came a time what that must have been for an Isaac. A few simple words, and behold, the camels were coming. How he must have strained his eyes. Our forethought, a blessed union. And Rebecca lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, as she lighted off the camel. Listen, Isaac, he has seen the camels come, has seen a Rebecca on the camels, but it was also a Rebecca with eagerness, with earnestness. How often Rebecca must have thought, oh, those servants in Eliezer, they have told her much about Isaac, what an Isaac really looked like, how an Isaac must have thought, what a Rebecca looked like. And then we read, and Rebecca lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, that implies that she has come closer to Isaac. Then we read she lighted off the camel. That was a token of submission, of subjection, and humility. Oh, Rebecca, not proper for Rebecca to sit on that high camel and an Isaac on the ground, an encouragement for Isaac. And then we read in verse 64, for she had said unto the servant, what man is this that walketh in the field to meet us? And the servant had said, it is my master. Thus then a Rebecca, she received a revelation of Isaac, what he looked like. What a moment that was. for Rebecca. Oh, what a moment this for those spiritual Rebeccas. Oh, when that greater Isaac may be revealed. Oh, when they may be given to see him in his preciousness and in his beauty. And so it was with Rebecca, of course, with that revelation. Then she was not yet brought in the tent. And the servant had said, "It is my master." Thus far the name of Isaac has not been mentioned. And therefore she took a veil and covered herself. And then in verse 66, "And the servant told Isaac all things that he had done." And what that must have been for Isaac when Eliezer has laid it out and there was a waiting Rebecca. But that Eliezer has taken the time to tell of the wonderful providence of the Lord at the well concerning Rebecca, and also verse 58, when they have called Rebecca, "Wilt thou go with this man?" That she did not have a list of conditions, that she has said of this or that or that, "Then I will go." But unconditionally, with her whole heart, as she has given herself and made that long journey, and so come to the promised land. Oh, what an encouragement that must have been for Isaac. If it would be the custom amongst us on a marriage day, and that in the evening the young couple would be called upon to give a short report of how they have met and come to this day, how would that be in our lives, older married couples, but also couples that hope to be united in holy matrimony? Then, of course, we would hope that you would not have to say that we have met at a place of vanity or a place of wickedness or a place of the world, but a place where we may be. And then, hopefully, that you could also tell that it was upon prayer, much prayer, and that you were also given to see the special providential leadings of the Lord, that you have come to your marriage day, that an Isaac may hear. Oh, then surely, then an Isaac, how we must have thanked the Lord. It is not all written, but with an Isaac, with his meditation, and with his prayer that he has waited so long for those camels to come, and now the day has arrived that the camels have come, with her Rebecca, that she has took a veil, that she covered herself as a token of submission. And then we read only a few words. "And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent." It is implied when we read in verse 66, "And the servant told Isaac all things that he had done," that that was part of the official marriage ceremony, that it was that marriage, that it was solemnized under different witnesses with different ones present. And after the marriage has been solemnized, "And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent and took Rebecca, and she became his wife, and he loved her, and Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. And then with that marriage, then all the riches, all the gold, all the silver that belonged to Isaac, that also became the possession of Rebecca. Because with marriage, then two become one. Then we do not have two bank accounts, but everything becomes one. Thus, concerning that marriage, it implied much. Two have become one. But then we have set our chapter that is a beautiful type of a bride and a bridegroom, Christ and his church, how they may come together. And then we have heard of the work of Eliezer with giving those precious gifts to allure Rebecca. And that is not strange for the true child of God, how precious those gifts are. And then we have heard that Rebecca, that she was so willing to go. And then we have heard, and what can all transpire on that wilderness journey to the promised land. Then we have heard that Rebecca has received the revelation of Isaac, who he was and what he looked like. But now in verse 67, then they have become one, and that points to the justification of the sinner. Reverend Hellenbrook, concerning his lesson about the covenant of grace, then he gives this beautiful explanation that in that covenant of grace, that a sinner becomes the property of God through Christ Jesus, and God becomes the property of the sinner. We read the same thing in our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day number 1, that I am not my own. Then Rebecca has experienced that she was no longer her own, but that she has become the bride of the bridegroom Isaac. But now concerning that justification, we repeat it. Our history is but a faint type of the wonderful work of the Lord. When that greater Eliezer, when he is sent to gather a bride for the greater Isaac, because that bride, she is so black and she is so vile, and she is such a great debt. Oh, it is true, those Rebeccas, they are so busy trying to cancel that debt that they may become well-pleasing for an Isaac. By the instruction of Eliezer, then they shall learn that from their side it is hopeless, and that they are brought to an Isaac, not as a clean bride. We do not read that Rebecca has first taken a shower. We do not read of how it is. We do not know. But those true Rebeccas, oh, they learn the love of the greater Isaac, that an Isaac is willing to accept and to receive such a black bride. And then what a blessed change, because then all the debt that those Rebeccas have ever made, that is transferred, that is taken over by an Isaac, then they become debt-free. And all the riches of Isaac, oh, that is the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ, that is imputed to those Rebeccas. Oh, what a blessed portion of the people of God, and young and old. What we now read in this chapter, I repeat it, in the first place, plain, simple, historical instruction for us and our children concerning our family circles. But such a beautiful type. Oh, it is true. It is a faint type, but a beautiful type. How that Christ receives his bride, his black bride, and how they may be brought into that blessed union. Ah, for those Rebeccas, then it is well for the time, then it is well for eternity, because the Apostle Paul, when he has spoken, written to the Ephesians concerning marriage, in Ephesians 5, the verses beginning with verse 23, concerning the headship of the husband and the subjection of the wife. Then in verse 32, then he is given to write, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, wilt thou grant unto us and our children that we may experience in a spiritual way what a Rebecca has experienced. Then we have heard that Eliezer, he was sent out and that he returned with the bride. And now, Lord, it is the Lord's day, when thou granteth it, then on the coming Lord's day, we hope to commemorate the rich outpouring of thy Holy Spirit, and where so many sinners were wrought upon. Ah, may we be given to resemble an Isaac, and may in the inner chamber, wilt thou grant those tokens of thy favor, of those coming camels. Ah, wilt thou speak a word, that thou may do a great work amongst us and our children. Lord, watch over us in the furtherance of this day. Remember all the sick and all the afflicted. Grant traveling mercies. Bring us under the means of grace once more. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 360, the first four stanzas. Bless the man that fears Jehovah, walking ever in his ways. By thy toil thou shalt be prospered and be happy all thy days. And what follows, 360, the first four stanzas. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.